that I'm lonely and low as can be. And the smile on my face isn't really a smile. A little too much, and I joke a little too much, and the tunes I request are not always the best, but the ones where the trumpets blare. So I go at a maddening pace, and I pretend that it's taking his place. But what else can you do? At the end of a love affair,
As mentioned at the start of that set, Billie Holiday had a major impact on Motown Records. In fact, with the 1972 release from Motown, with the film Lady Sings the Blues, the autobiography of Billie Holiday, as played by Diana Ross. Diana Ross, in fact, was nominated for an Academy Award for her performance. We just heard Diana Ross with the song Remember Me. That is from Diana Ross' 1971 album, Diana. Another woman out of Motown that lauded Billie Holiday as an absolute hero is Gladys Knight and the Pips. We heard the song Here Are the Pieces of My Broken Heart. That comes from a compilation album called A Cellarful of Motown, rarities out of the Motown vaults, put together in, I believe, a 2002 compilation album. And then kicking that set off, it is Billie Holiday from her 1950s album Lady in Satin. We heard the song The End of a Love Affair. One last way that Billie Holiday is a trailblazer is something that she did not necessarily set out, but her own legacy and history becomes part of the trailblazing spirit. In many ways, Billie Holiday is a trailblazer because she is that canary in the coal mine to warn us how we handle and treat and celebrate Black women artists today. What I mean by that is you've noticed that throughout the hour, I have yet to reference any of the negative connotations that come with being Billie Holiday. The work as a hooker, the fact that she was a junkie, her tragic death at just 44, succumbing to substance abuse. And the reason for that is I feel like the record industry has built a market selling records on those negatives about Billie Holiday. As far as it goes, so many people seem to celebrate Billie Holiday because of her weakness rather than her strength. I want you to think about this scenario. One of Billie Holiday's contemporaries was white male comedian Lenny Bruce. Both Lenny Bruce and Billie Holiday had similar problems with drugs, with family, with the government, and with just the burden of genius. Both died equally young. Both died in equally sordid ways, premature and unnecessary deaths. Biography and urban legend alike, however, routinely cast Lenny Bruce as embattled hero and Billie Holiday as embattled victim. Here's another point I want you to consider. Frank Sinatra often cited Billie Holiday as a mentor. In fact, Billie Holiday did actually take him under her wing and teach him vocal phrasings and ways to sing. But think of their career trajectories. Billie Holiday was vilified, politicized, and targeted. She was a wealthy, openly bisexual Black woman who spoke about sex, race, and violence in the way we speak about them today. Her outspoken nature and determination to continue singing Strange Fruit saw her permanently banned from performing in certain venues, yet she never compromised. She sang Strange Fruit in 1939 and then every night of her life for 20 years. The fate of Billie Holiday when compared to artists like Frank Sinatra can be seen as a parable about race in the 20th century. Billie Holiday was an adored cult artist who was prevented from reaching stardom in her lifetime. She had been banned from performing in venues that served alcohol and on her deathbed had only 70 cents in her bank account. She died at 44 while under police guard in hospital. Frank Sinatra, in complete contrast, outlived his musical hero by 39 years. He released some of the most celebrated albums ever, was honored by presidents, and died a multi-millionaire. Let Billie Holiday's legacy be a lesson. Black jazz women are as culturally marginalized today as they were in Billie Holiday's era. If half the marketing energy that is given to male musicians was spent on Black women musicians, can you only imagine the magic an art that could be made.
You say either and I say either. You say neither and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato and I like potato. You like tomato and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas and I like pajamas, I'll wear pajamas and give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off off. Let's call the whole thing off.
And all of the world. It's true. No greater love than what I feel for you.
Well, the Trailblazing series is back here on Girly So Groovy. I hope you enjoyed this past hour where we celebrated the icon that is Billie Holiday. Two modern musicians right there who absolutely feel Billie Holiday is an influence. Erykah Badu with the song Cleva. That's from her sophomore album, Mama's Gun. And then in the middle, it is Amy Winehouse. From her debut album, Frank, we heard the song There Is No Greater Love. I want to wrap up this episode of Girly So Groovy with one last artist, singer, songwriter, musician. Cold Specs is a musician whose history in many ways reminds me of that of Billie Holiday, tormented by lots of personal demons, yet makes incredible music to prove her strength. So here is Cold Specs from her debut album, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion. It's Cold Specs closing the show with her song, The Mark, here on Girlies Are Groovy. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you soon.
He left his mark upon my skin. Said I lost my loser. The cold, cold wind swallowed me. Hunted down, I didn't know how to send you out. Cross your heart and remember me, a good father and a bad seed. I left it all, I left it clean. Now I'm a collection of
diverse.